great. Thank you, Izzy, very much indeed. Now, my job this morning is to really bring things to a close in this service, but also, of course, for Holiday Club Week. And I've got a really important question to ask, not just you young ones, but in fact for lots of us older ones as well. It's the question that was just there in the reading, the words of Jesus himself, as Izzy read it to us. Where is your treasure? Where is your treasure? Or to ask the question a different way, who or what is most important to us? What are we going after in this life that we have? Now, as we've heard already this morning, we've been looking at Paul, that man who wrote the letter to the Christians there at Philippi. And one of the things that we also learnt about Paul as we read through the letter of Philippians is that he was born into a good family. He had a good start in life. Here we go. He was doing well as he started to climb a ladder of life. Thanks, AD, very much. We also know that he worked really hard, and that's a good thing to do. He was going places, this man called Saul, as he was then, later to become Paul. He lived as perfect a life as possible. He was really strict about himself, keeping God's law as accurately as he could. He wanted to do well. He was climbing the ladder of success. He was also in charge. He could say, do things, and people did things. He could say, jump, and people would jump. He said on one occasion, go and murder those Christians. And he could just do it like that. This was Saul climbing the ladder of success. Doing well, thinking he's all right. You know, from Paul's example, Saul who became Paul, and from some of the things that we know in our lives, we've got to think very carefully. What is our treasure? What are we going for? What are we climbing for in life? You see, I was thinking about this a different way. I'll be up once more in a minute. But, you know, with all the Olympics going on in Beijing, brilliant. But have you heard lots of these athletes talking? They've been going for gold all over these last 4 years and longer, training hard just to get a medal, hoping to climb the ladder of a success to get up there. We'll leave that one there. Or other things that people do in life. There are those who work jolly hard, and it's good to work jolly hard, but who want to be successful in their studies, and they want to be a graduate, and they want to pass, and they're going for it, and they're going to work hard, and they climb the ladder of success, and that's good. Or what about the captain? It's good to wear a captain's hat, you know, and to be Captain Book, and to be in charge, and to be successful. Or there are those people who see that there is something at the top of the ladder called money, and they want it, and they're going for it, and they want more, and then they want a bit more. And many of us also know what it's like to have great homes, and we enjoy our homes. And you remember my question at the beginning? Where is your treasure? These are important questions that Jesus challenges us with, and the Apostle Paul has reminded us about this week. Because as Jesus said, where your heart is, there your treasure will be. Or the other way around, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And Paul realized something very, very important, which is a good way to end this week, that things I've just been talking about, whether it be the homes, yes, they're important, but you know, Paul was saying everything he's achieved in life was just like rubbish. All those things that he's done in his life, like rubbish. I'm not forgetting that money. It's important. But you know, what Paul was saying to us is, it's just like rubbish in comparison to knowing Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Saviour, the Son of God, who came into this world to die for us on a cross. Because you know, at the end of the day, money can't help us and can't forgive us, and the nice house and the achievements and all the other great things, they can't actually meet our deepest needs. And so Paul has encouraged us rightly this week to think what we're doing, what are we achieving for, where are we climbing, where are we going? Do we know Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour? Because knowing him is life, life eternal. and he satisfies. As the Olympics closes today, I was thinking of one man. He won a gold medal years and years ago at an earlier Olympics. He also played rugby for his country. And when the Olympics was over, his name was Eric Liddell. When the Olympics was over, he could have gone on to pursue great careers. But actually, Jesus Christ was his Lord and Savior, and he wanted to follow Christ. He had understood the memory verse, and he wanted to go and tell others about Jesus in China, which is where, in fact, he died. All I want is Christ. He's the treasure, and whether we go to another country, be it India, China, or anywhere else, or whether God has called us to be local, it's a heart thing. Where is your treasure? And I have to ask the question, where is my treasure?